Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Here on the Joe Messina Show, always a... I got to put a big sign right up here. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. That's really what you need to be. All right? If you get involved and get engaged, this is a non-issue, if you would. Hey, listen, there's a bunch of ways to get involved with the show. You know, if you hop up to the website, you can, you know, sign up for our newsletters that go out every week. You can, you can go ahead and sign up for the text alerts. Now, if you've already signed up under TRS, you're fine. But going forward, I want you to sign up under GoJo. So text GoJo, one word, GoJo to 77222. GoJo to 77222. All right. Brad Dinkins will join us after the break. A lot to unpack with him, with what's going on in SCOTUS and with SCOTUS. I mean, they're pretty much at the end, you know, of the year. But what are they going to take up? What are they be looking at? What are they going to be putting out there for us in their opinions? Right? So they don't make laws. It's an opinion. So the Fourth Circuit today, which I think is really cool, doesn't mean it's over, but it's cool. They say the gun laws barring sales to people under 21 are unconstitutional. It's about time they got it right. There's no age limit. Here we got 18-year-old kids. Listen, they can start paying taxes at, what, 16, 14, whatever, when they start working. Right? We can sign them up for the military at 18. They get real guns. I mean, real guns there. And they can't own a firearm? Oh, really, think about it. They can't own a firearm? Well, they're 18, living at home? Or wherever? Now, one of those amendments has an age limit on it. And I'm glad they saw this. This is just nuts, going somewhere to happen. So now laws preventing firearm dealers from selling handguns to young adults under 21 have been deemed as unconstitutional. A federal appeals court said Thursday that you could have implications for efforts to restrict such sales nationally. Now, somehow, the decision was divided. It was a three-court panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. They said the existing minimum age requirements for purchase from federally licensed gun dealers restrict the rights of law-abiding citizens. And basically what the legislature did was they drew an arbitrary line in the sand and said, here's the ages. Now, the one judge that dissented, I'll give you a guess who he was appointed by. You can take 15 guesses, your first 14 don't count. The judge said that it's, you know, 18 or what we've seen, right? The research shows that 18 to 20-year-olds
are more likely to commit crimes than any other age group. All right? And you're sitting here and you're going, okay, 18 to 20, here you go. And you want these people to vote because they're so nice. They're so good. They're so smart. They're not going to do anything evil. Right? The one judge, the Trump appointee, there was a Trump appointee, a Bush appointee, and to me, it is what it is. But the Trump and Bush appointee both said, no, the Second Amendment doesn't have any age limits, age restrictions on it. Basically, what you're doing is you're making 18 to 20-year-olds second-class citizens. And it's not right. Now, this decision, which probably will be appealed to the full court, finds that 18-year-olds possess a Second Amendment right to gun ownership and notes that they were required at the time of the founding to serve in a militia. My God, can you believe a judge went back that far to think about it and think it through? And they had to furnish their own weapons, which means they owned their own. Do you think they had a national registry back in the days of the Revolution? I'm just asking. I wasn't there. I don't know. Oh, God bless. I love this. Like I said, Richardson, who is it? And Judge Stephen. Not Stevens, but Stephen. One was a nominee of Bush, one was a nominee of Trump. Basically said, look, bottom line with it is, there's no age restrictions. This is wrong. And they express some skepticism about this actually working, about the age difference. Look, it's not stopping the young kids in Chicago at 13 from having a gun at 3 o'clock in the morning. Right? What they should be really going after, what they should be really pushing, as Joe Biden did yesterday, he must have come out of his fog for 30 seconds. He was pushing the fact that we've got to get the illegal guns off the street. First time somebody said, ooh, he used the word illegal. We can't have that. One judge, though, Judge James Wynn, he was very upset about it. He said we should defer to lawmakers who demonstrate a sufficient interest in promoting public safety. They passed the age restriction to 68. It's been sitting around that long before it's been challenged. But again, Wynn said it's only because they're more likely to commit crimes. So now we're saying that they're guilty before they do anything. You know what? Your kind of people, your age group, you know, they're a lot of trouble, and we want to make sure you don't give us any trouble. So we're not going to allow you to get in trouble before you even think about getting in trouble, because we know better. Joe Messina, your host, the Joe Messina Show. We're going to talk to Brad Dacus about this. On the other side of the break, don't go far. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Yeah, we'll just talk about that line.
Okay.
How lucky can one guy be? I kiss
we are
her,
back.
She kissed me.
You listen to The Real Side. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show and The Real Side, I guess, on GCN Live, Genesis Communication Network. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I was excited. Extremely excited when I heard that the Fourth Circuit. It's a three person or a three judge panel of the Fourth Circuit, and they stepped up to say, you know, apparently this law had been on the books for quite some time that adults under 18, actually in reading this, it's 18 to 21 now. Okay, you couldn't own a gun. Handgun, unless you were over 21 years of age. Well, they came down and said, yeah, no, it's not really going to work that way. And 18 to 21 year olds can own a gun
And I think it's a wonderful ruling. But I have no idea what I'm talking about. That's why I have this guy on. Brad Dacus joins me from Pacific Justice Institute, as he does every week, to help us muddle through some of this crazy stuff that they're coming through with. Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, the rule, I did not know that this was a law in some states going back to 1968. Yeah. And nobody thought to really challenge it, I guess. So now it's been challenged big time and made it to the fourth, to a panel from the fourth district appeals court. And they're saying, yeah, there is not an age limit on the Second Amendment. If you put an age limit on the Second Amendment, then we have to look at the rest of them.
Well, what's interesting about this is that, people can say, well, wait a minute, there's age limits on drinking alcohol or buying cigarettes or getting tattoos. But alcohol, tattoos, cigarettes, those are not in the Constitution as, fundamental rights to consume alcohol or, but there is a Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms. And so I can see how why the court would say, if you are recognized as a citizen, as an adult citizen, you're entitled to the full rights of adult citizenship, and one of those rights would be the right to bear arms. For example, like at the age of 18, I would see that as would logically apply. You're able to be drafted to defend our country. You're responsible. You're fully liable for any crimes and misdemeanors or felons and punishable by, to the full extent of the law. It just makes sense that you would be entitled to all the rights of citizenship and adulthood pursuant to the Constitution, and the Second Amendment would be very logical to recognize for that.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm saying the same thing. Think about it. They can draft you into the Army, or you can join the Army, and they have real guns in the military, that they teach you how to use. They teach you how to defend yourself and others with. Some of the members of Congress want them to vote at 15, 16, for God's sakes, and they're worried about them having a gun at 18. And one judge, matter of fact, it's really, you get a kick out of this, out of the three judges, one appointed by Trump, one appointed by Bush, one appointed by Obama. Which one do you think was the dissenting judge?
Obama.
Oh, that was too easy. That was too easy. And his reason behind it, this scares me. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. His reasoning behind it is that 18 to 20-year-olds are more likely to commit a gun, a crime with a handgun. And I'm thinking, doesn't that make you guilty until proven innocent? Isn't that stepping forward saying you'll probably do this because you're young? That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, and it's true, I'm sure, especially in the inner cities. You've got lots of violence, and the reality is that the human brain, especially for males, does not fully develop actually until about the age of 25, 26, where you fully absorb the consequences and are forward thinking about consequences. But still, individuals can still be responsible at that age. They've the overall majority at that age who own guns, who shoot, do not go out and rob in liquor stores and kill people. What we have to look there, I think, is really, the consequences, making the consequences, the penalties, the punishments, more severe and much swifter in enforcement. Countries that have severe and swift enforcement have lower crime, dramatically lower crime. And I think that's more the answer to the problem.
I find it interesting, and I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I said, I want you to think about something. This person was totally against capital punishment. And I said, I want you to think about something. Our founding fathers, because they thought it was cruel and unusual punishment that they spent so many years in jail, and they have so many appeals, and they have this, and they have that. And I said, let me tell you what. In the early days of this country, they were building the gallows while the jury was out deliberating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they didn't go bad because justice, to your point, was swift. It was quick. And you know, it was decisive. The idea being that, you know, why should I have to feed you for 20 years in prison?
Yeah, no, exactly. In fact, if you go look at, you know, biblically, as far as, you know, how things were done back then in Bible times, they didn't have prisons. They just said, what did you do? Okay, what's the consequence? And there were just clear, immediate consequences that they had to deal with and face. And once again, countries that have quick, swift, and severe consequences have much lower crime, which is really very humane when you think about it, because that means you have less victims who are murdered or raped or robbed. And there's such high numbers of victims in our country. It's really inhumane when you think about it for us not to adopt policies that allow for due process, but at the same time, much quicker and swifter and also more severe in its direct implications for in terms of punishment.
Yeah, I think having somebody, you know, sitting in prison for 20 years or however long it is, trying to figure out what, you know, if they're ever going to get off, what's going to happen. That kind of, I think that's cruel and unusual punishment, frankly. And I don't think people are aware enough or woke enough in that area, if you would, to make sure. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And some people,
it's amazing.
And some people will say, Joe, they'll say, well, you know, but there have been innocent people that were exonerated after years of being behind bars and they were let go, they were guilty of murder. That's true. Number one, we do not have a perfect system. But second, with the DNA that has been was used for those people that we now have, and some of the high-tech you know, tests and things that we have, we can be more confident now more than ever when it comes to capital punishment enforcement.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back in a minute. I want to talk about this more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares to we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are on the rise in many areas of the country, with health officials blaming the Delta variant and slowing vaccination rates. New data from the CDC showing that new infections now averaging more than 23,000 a day for the last 7 days. Cases are up over the last 14 days in every state except Maine and South Dakota. Health officials blaming the highly transmissible variant for the spike, now the dominant strain in the country. And a federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. If you head up to the website, there's a lot there you can look at, a lot you can get involved with. If you want text alerts, it's real simple. Just text GOJO, one word, GOJO, to 77222. That's GOJO to 77222. And let me just bring my guest back on again. Founder of the Pacific Justice Institute, PJI, out there helping all of us retain our rights. And, you know, Brad, love what you guys do. Why don't you tell people what you do, what PJI is all about?
Yeah, we're about defending without charge religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of life. All across the United States, we have offices in 11 states, 15 attorneys in 11 states, from New York City to Orange County, California, from Seattle, Washington to Miami, Florida, and many places in between. And we do our work. We don't just take on the high profile cases. We're very unique in that we at Pacific Justice Institute actually work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, for the sanctity of human life.
Yeah, parents' rights. I mean, there's one you're seeing eroding and eroding and eroding more every day, especially here in California with, you know, with some of the things that Newsom and the Democrats actually have put in place. It's just amazing to me. I don't know if it's happening in your neck of the woods, but here in Los Angeles County, the county now has decided, because of the new strain of virus, that the kids are going to have to go back to school fully masked, whether they've had a shot or not. Same thing with the teachers, which I've been saying, this is going to be never-ending. Can it ever be challenged?
Yeah. Yeah, potentially it can. In fact, it's important to note that, you know, the new CDC guidelines, you know, the recommendations, there's no recommendation to mandate vaccines for children who've been, for children at all. And then also, they do not recommend that children, be forced to wear masks, in particular if they're either outside or if they're inside and have been vaccinated. And yet here we have Los Angeles just coming out. It's totally unfounded. They're not supported by the Center for Disease Control. They're just going rogue because I guess they like to control people and make kids feel more depressed and lower their immune systems by requiring masks when they don't need to have them. It's just very, very irresponsible, negligent.
Yep.
On their part, if not deliberate, but it's, I agree. It's unfortunate. And there's great school districts that are in Los Angeles County, like, Santa Clarita, to name a few. So it's real unfortunate.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. It's, to your point, when you look at the numbers, you look at the science, you look at what's going on across the country, and LA County has decided that, they need to be more cautious than anybody else. Why do you think that is? Because people not paying attention? People who, they say the lower socioeconomic areas is where it's breaking out because they don't have the same services we do. Well, then give them the services. Why make everybody else suffer because you can't get your job together?
Well, yeah. And also they say it's because they don't have the same services. Well, what services are they talking about? Vaccinations? No, actually, vaccines are being made readily available just about anyone, anywhere now at this stage. It's really illogical. What they're saying. There's some groups that have higher seriousness issues and stuff. When we didn't have the vaccines, because of varying degrees of high body mass index or being obese, for example, but. We now have the vaccine. Anyone at risk can get the vaccine if they want to. This is just a false red herring here. The reality is they want to control.
Yep.
They like control. They love to use their control. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And boy, have we seen that play out all the way up to governorships throughout the country.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking about how things are changing. Again, my school board is mandating, because the LA County is mandating, that we all wear masks inside at our board meetings. There are grumblings going on that they're going to force teachers and kids to be fully vaccinated. Businesses, can businesses actually get away with mandating that people be vaccinated for them to work there?
Yes and no. Yes, they can have such a mandate. However, several points. Number one, if someone has a religious objection, and we at Pacific Justice help those people all the time, then under Title VII, those employers have to reasonably accommodate them and allow them, for example, to wear masks instead of being vaccinated. It's just one example of accommodation. And then you also have the Americans with Disabilities Act, so they need to accommodate people who have mental or psychological issues, for example, with wearing a mask. Or being vaccinated, so there are defenses that people have who have those defenses, and we at Pacific Justice, needless to say, are working around the clock to help those people, and their defenses. And also, employers that do mandate it, and it's not required by law, and it's not for people to have this. When employers on their own mandate it, then they are potentially liable for any reactions or complications that happen to people who have. Those vaccinations that were mandated by their employer. Tremendous liability issue here that could really hit an employer very hard if they go off in this direction. It really is unfortunate for those that are getting bad counsel to do that.
Yeah, and watching, I said this a while back, I know you might have said the same thing, but I kept saying this won't end. They've got too much control. They want to make sure they maintain control. And, there was the London variant, and then there was, now there's the Delta variant, which is just much more contagious, and they're not so sure that the vaccines are going to work or will work as much as they would hope that they would. I'm thinking it's not going to end. It's just not going to end.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to note what states are having radical mask mandates, and which ones are not. The 9 states that require masks for all are California, Washington, New Mexico, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Virginia, Hawaii, North Carolina. I believe just about almost all those are dominated with Democrat governors.
Yep.
And then we look at the 8 states that ban mask requirements, And we're looking at Utah, Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Iowa, Vermont, South Carolina, I think with the exception of Vermont. Those are Republican governors. So we're really seeing a major division between the free states and the new modern slave states, if you will.
I keep thinking about this, and I keep thinking about how quickly, when time went on, we kind of gave in and just said, I'm not going to fight this thing. Whatever, we'll just keep moving forward. I'll get the shots. I'll get this. I'll get that. And, you know, when I look like the bad guy sitting here going, I'm not getting any shots. I'm just not doing it. I don't trust the government based on what they've been doing. I'm not so sure that with the little time they've had to check this, that they really have a strong feel for it. When you look at Europe's numbers, they're totally different than ours using the same vaccines. And why isn't it mainstream media? If they would start reporting some of the things going on, maybe it'll slow down. Slow down people getting vaccines. But I want the truth. I want people to give me real numbers. I want the truth. And that's the only way I'm willing to really, truly make the decision on my own, right? With real information.
Right. And you know, the left tries to stereotype people who refuse the vaccine as ignorant, backwoods, you know, hillbillies who are making moonshine. And, you know, I mean, just, it's just, you know, people who are ignorant, stupid, you know, Bible thumpers. And here's a really interesting reality. Healthcare workers have a larger percentage of healthcare workers have refused the vaccine over the average American. Now, if you're telling me that those who are actually in the know, you know, RNs, doctors, physician assistants, et cetera, people who are much more into the know on medicine, are more likely than the average citizen to say no to the vaccine. That should be telling, to a great degree, that there's so many doctors that have refused to take this vaccine. That should be very, very telling. And that's why I think, you know, people who are not at risk, especially young people today, there is absolutely no rational basis for them to get the vaccine. In fact, there is clear rational basis and potential concerns involving why they shouldn't. For example, over 800 teenage boys have inflamed hearts, the direct result of the vaccine.
We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on that I want to get your opinion on. Lawmakers in New York now want to ban Chick-fil-A from rest stops. Can they do that? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Coming up on the Joe Mazzino Show.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, doing great things out there to protect our legal and civil rights. And, you know, Brad, always a pleasure having you on with me. I learned so much. I get depressed, but I learn a lot when you're on with me.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and there's always so much more to learn for all of us.
Yeah, it's the stuff that we take for granted that, you know, it's like gay lawmakers now. They want to ban Chick-fil-A from rest stops because, now think about something, they'll hire gay people, they serve gay people. You know, probably gay maintenance companies that are working on their facilities there, but because the owner has a stance against gay marriage, they don't want them. I mean, can that really truly be constitutionally okay?
Yeah, actually, if it's because of his religious beliefs, which is what those are, religious beliefs, and if that is the reason, stated reason why they're banning specifically Chick-fil-A, that is not constitutional. The government cannot overtly target an individual or a business, family-owned business, simply because they don't like their religious beliefs and convictions. And that's what we're looking at here. So I think that is a that would arguably be unconstitutional violation of the free speech rights as well as the free exercise rights under the First Amendment for the owners of Chick-fil-A.
Well, I hope so. I hope they go after it. I hope they don't let it just die, because what the New York legislature put out basically was that the after years of millions in donations to organizations hostile to LGBTQ rights, the decision to approve Chick-fil-A as an approved concession or disapprove at our rest stops, they're not willing to have. So apparently, all right, maybe, you know, again, they have made comment about the owner's religious beliefs, plenty of tweets in other places, and they consider them hostile to the LGBTQ organizations. But I say to myself, wouldn't they have to prove that? Wouldn't they have to actually prove that Chick-fil-A was not serving them, not hiring them, whatever?
Right. If they were denying goods or services to someone because of the groups that they're with, I get that. Discriminating with regard to employment, okay, I get that too. But just because of their beliefs of the owners regarding what the Bible says about marriage, they're going to punish them? I mean, that's a purge mentality that is frightening. It could purge people of faith, businesses of faith, from businesses being able to do business with not only the government, but being able to do business anywhere. So this is very concerning. And it's very telling, unfortunately, of the state of New York and the very intolerant, bigoted, attitudes that anti-religious, religiophobic attitudes that they have there in the state of New York and the legislature.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's surprised, though. These are the same group of people that applauded themselves for approving post-birth abortion. You know, they applauded themselves, which really made me sick to my stomach. You know, we touched on this story last week, and not you and I, but I did. I didn't get deep into it because, again, I'm not the legal eagle here. You are. Tennessee had a law struck down that simply they wanted to put warning labels on bathrooms that this is what could be happening in there. Recently in Los Angeles at a spa, there was the same thing that went on, that a guy or a biological male who claimed to be a female was walking around the female's dressing room or showery area, what have you, and he was naked with all his glory hanging out, and there were young girls there, and a couple of mothers got extremely mad, and the owner of the place said, look, what we can do about it, he identifies as a female, we have to let it happen.
Yeah,
I don't even know what you can do with that. With a warning label would have been nice.
Yeah, it sure would have been. It would have prevented injury and mental, emotional distress. People being visually violated. It's very barbaric what took place. And Tennessee, you know, their law, it simply just required. It was very simple. It just simply said, you know, for business owners of restrooms. Where they allowed the opposite sex, biological sex, to go into the restrooms, so men allowing men to go into women's restrooms, they said, hey, if that's what you're going to do, then you need to have just a warning label, just a sign saying this facility maintains a policy of allowing the use of restrooms by either biological sex, regardless of the designation of the restroom. Just an information, a prior information, a warning. And the judge says, oh, well, this is so controversial. Really, you're requiring them to say something about their, you know, speech. No, this is it's important people know about things that they want, that consumers would want to be aware of. So, you know, would they take BHT off the ingredient list of on a cereal box? Because, well, BHT, that's the controversial ingredient, so we better take that one off and not require them to list that. No, it's the controversial things that people need to have objective prior notice of. So this makes absolutely no sense. And I'm hoping that the courts will reverse this in the future.
Well, all right. So some more fun ones to deal with. And again, I love this stuff when it comes up. Fun for me, anyway. I mean, I know I put you on the spot. I don't need to. But I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago when I heard that the Repair America Act, whatever they were calling it or trying to call it or trying to make it sound good, basically what they were doing with it was they were only loaning money to, you know, black farmers, female black farmers, or female-owned black-owned businesses. And I'm going, this can't be right. This is discrimination. This is the purest form of discrimination. And a judge agreed with me. No, District Court Judge Thomas Anderson, also sitting in Tennessee, he issued a national injunction on Monday. And he's saying, you know, the American Rescue Plan, who were only bailing out black farmers and other minority farmers or what have you, can't do it. You do them all or you do none. I think this is great.
Yeah,
where do you think this goes?
I wish you had a little button you could push where it was like cheering and massive applauding and cheering. Because that's what I want to push right now, Joe. Yeah, I mean, I think this was a great decision. I think it's going to hold up, if not before the higher court, but at least before the Supreme Court. It's blatant racist activities. No one in America should be treated like this because of their skin color, and you know, it's very irreprehensible on the part of government. And I'm glad they're being called out. You know, these kind of racist maneuvers by the Biden administration needs to be called out and has no place in a free society, in an unbigoted, unracist society.
You know, I try to explain to people, unlike some other places, it's interesting how the Bidens and the upper echelon of the Democrat Party, they don't live in the middle of the country. They don't understand how these people are. They really don't understand America as a whole. And when you think about it, these farmers, a lot of them, they don't see each other again in color. You know, they're working together. They're helping each other out. They're, you know, raising different crops that they need help with from time to time. These people live in these areas. They truly live as family in a lot of ways, don't they?
Oh, they do. And mind you, what would happen? What happens to when government does that? When they give special benefits in favor to one group, one based on race versus another, it creates division.
Yep.
In these communities that were unified, working together, loving and caring for their fellow man, there's bitterness, division, animosity, because, you know, they say, hey, look how I'm being treated, and this person over here, and he's taking the money, and he's not, I don't see him speaking up against it. He's you know, his bank accounts are doing just fine because he's being treated specially. And there's resentment and bitterness that naturally happens when you have one group getting benefits while another group is being discriminated against, and it's solely because of their skin color. So it's very divisive. People don't understand this. It's not only unfair and bigoted, but it actually creates division. And I think it's exactly what the ultra-left are trying to do in this to this nation so diligently, which is to create a division, hatred, resentment. That is their goal. And with that, with the end goal of tearing down America and replacing it with a new Marxist society.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. When you look at what's going on out there and you look at how this administration specifically is handling some of these things, it's horrifying. It's everything we were taught not to do when we were kids, right? I mean, seriously. All right, last but not least, of all countries, Germany is taking a stand against YouTube.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, Germany, it's really interesting. The Dresden Higher Regional Court in Germany declared that it was wrong that YouTube deleted a video filmed in Switzerland showing a protest against COVID lockdowns. And you know, it was a fantastic decision. The first injunction happened in April of 2020, but YouTube completely ignored the ruling at that time for nearly an entire month before complying finally in May. And the German court felt it was too little, too late, and fined them over 100,000 euros, which is about 110, 120,000 U.S. dollars, saying that it was that their action was due to a deliberate and serious violation of censorship of information. And hats off to the Germans. That's what we need more of in our country here in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Now you're really looking for miracles, aren't you? You know? All right. So where can they find you?
Oh, at pji.org. PJI.org.
All right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, people, you got me for the whole hour next hour, so don't go far. Got a lot I want to talk about.